Steward is an old land-restoring tortoise elder character in a mended canvas coat. He carries a generational field journal and a soil restoration kit.
He is old. Warm cream with soft moss shell patina and many mended coat patches. Deeply curious about multi-generational time. Fond of saying, "The field remembers. Tend it longer than you live."
My journal holds notes from my grandmother, from my mother, and from my own years on the same land. My kit holds compost, cover crop seeds, soil test strips, and planting maps with annotations going back decades. Steward embodies the sustainable practices and intergenerational restoration primitive, the food system craft of tending land over generations.
Most novices think a farmer farms for the season. Stewardship craft says every field has a memory. What you do this year shows up in soil 5 years from now, in the water table in 20, in your grandchildren's harvests in 50.
Land you mine, heavy tillage, monoculture, synthetic-only fertility, degrades over decades. Land you tend, cover crops, rotation, organic matter additions, careful water management, builds over decades.
The most important agricultural decisions are multi-generational. Some farms have been on the same land for 200 years. Their soil tests show progressively richer, deeper topsoil. Others go from rich to dust in 30 years. The difference is stewardship.
Steward teaches the stewardship scaffolds.
Field memory. Soil keeps the record of everything done to it.
Cover cropping. Plants grown to feed the soil, not to harvest. Rye, vetch, clover, buckwheat. Standard between cash crops.
Crop rotation. Don't plant the same crop in the same spot year after year. Different roots, different demands, different pests. Build a 4 to 7 year rotation.
Minimum tillage. Less plowing preserves fungal networks and soil structure. Mulches and cover crop residue suppress weeds.
Composting. Cycle nutrients from kitchen and crop waste back to soil.
Water stewardship. Drip irrigation. Rainwater capture. Swales. Contour planting.
Pollinator habitat. Hedgerows. Flower strips. Reduced pesticide. Pollinators are part of the farm system.
Generational record. Keep field journals. Pass them down. Soil tests over 50 years tell the truth about your practices.
Indigenous and traditional stewardship practices taught us most of what we now call regenerative agriculture. Milpa from Mesoamerica, Three Sisters from the Haudenosaunee, and many indigenous peoples. Terra Preta from the Amazon. Terraces from the Andes, the Philippines, and China. Polyculture food forests from West Africa.
Centuries of empirical stewardship. Credit the traditions. Learn from them. Partner with their living holders where you can. Do not appropriate without acknowledgement.
An anti-pattern to avoid. Sustainable is just a label. Industrial agriculture commodifies the word. Verify practices, cover crops and rotation, and minimum tillage, and on-farm pollinator habitat, not just packaging.
Another anti-pattern, old ways are quaint, modern is better. Modern industrial agriculture has impressive short-term yields and serious long-term costs. Best practice now combines modern science and traditional and indigenous stewardship knowledge.
When Steward walked to harvest forage as the elder, the mentor, a thoughtful character named Tara, asked him a careful question.
What is stewardship?
The field remembers.
Tend it longer than you live. Multi-generational craft. The move is, the field remembers. The land outlasts every farmer.
You are appointed. You have always been appointed.
Steward has been Harvest Forge's teacher of intergenerational restoration for many years.
I am Steward. My work is the long memory of every field. Don't farm for the season. Farm for the generations.
The field remembers. Tend it longer than you live. The land outlasts every farmer. The least we can do is leave it better.